Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And we have a story from Los Angeles locally here. The mother of a boy who accidentally received a copy of an X-rated magazine instead of a skateboarding magazine has sued the producer both. His name is Larry Flint. Well, actually, it's Larry Flint Publications. Here's what happened. Accidentally, this kid received a copy of Taboo magazine, which is published by the same people who bring you Hustler. The kid is actually supposed to receive a copy of Big Brother's skateboarding magazine. The mother, Celinda Beale Bruns, claims that the mistaken delivery has left her family emotionally distressed. She filed the suit Wednesday on behalf of herself, her 14-year-old son, and all persons similarly situated. I don't know whether that means a class action or not, but she said that instead of getting the April issue of Big Brother magazine that her son had ordered, a copy of a pornographic magazine containing extremely offensive and obscene material was found in his hands. According to the L.A. Superior Court complaint, her son sustained, and I'm quoting now, sustained injury to his emotional and psychological health, strength, and activity, and that she, Mrs. Beale Bruns, suffered profound shock to her nervous system and serious mental anguish and distress to the tune of $25,000. A spokesman for the Beverly Hills-based publishing company said that Mr. Flint was livid over the switch and the employee responsible for the mistake was fired. I always feel the best way to get to the questions of these kinds, answering questions of these kinds, is to talk to kids, because we're really, what we're talking about here is a kid that is alleged to have been injured. And we do have a young man who is locally, goes to high school. Out of the kids that you got calls from here, Mike, this kid is from Chatsworth High. His name's R.C. Collins. We'll talk to him. R.C., how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing really well, Mr. Hendry. Enjoy your program, as usual.
Thank you. What grade are you in?
I'm a junior at Chatsworth High School.
And you saw this story?
Yes, I did.
And you were also somebody who is... You were got Taboo?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you are a subscriber to Big Brother, and you were mistakenly delivered Taboo.
I did receive it in the mail 2 days ago, yes.
Your feelings on this?
Well, I mean, the first thing that I didn't do was tell my mom about it, because I think you have to be realistic about it. While I looked at it and I went, it's weird, I said, it's pretty cool, too. And that's what I said.
All right, so getting Taboo, you thought was cool.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know.
All right, well, let's cut to the chase here. You're a kid, you're 16. I mean, you're a young man, you're 16.
Well, it's not like people allow me to read stuff like that or nothing like that.
No, but I mean, you're a young 16-year-old guy. You got a copy of Taboo. Do you have the copy in front of you, R.C.?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I don't have a copy of this magazine. What is it about? Is it just a porn magazine?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's got articles and interesting pictures. I mean, it's got stuff in it that's interesting.
Like what?
There's an article here, Bound and Buggered, Anal Slave Sucks or Master Clean.
Okay, maybe what we can do is not... You don't have to read that. Give me an idea of... you know, of what you're looking at.
You mean of the pictures?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's pictures of...
Okay, so there's nude women in there.
Yeah. There's one here. She's got on a leather dildo or something, and...
All right, you don't have to tell me what she's doing. So what is this about? Is it about,
Oh, man!
What?
This chick's pregnant. Oh, that's rude. That's rude. See, the thing of it is, if this kid who got suing Hustler on account of he got the wrong magazine...
Yeah.
The only thing... What does his mother claim, Mr. Hendry? Because I didn't see the complaint.
All right. His mother is suing on behalf of her son. She says that that the boy was... the kid sustained injury to his emotional and psychological health.
Well, I mean, the only thing he's sustaining is an erection, right about. I mean, if he's got this, and it...
Okay, what I need for you to do is remember that we're on a live radio program that's being heard all over this country, okay?
Yeah.
And to be a little bit more sensitive to what you're saying, okay?
Well, I mean the kid couldn't? It's impossible for him to be hurt by it.
Why?
Because he's a kid like me. And you can't get hurt by looking at nude women. The only thing's going to happen is... Seriously, Mr. Henry, the only thing that I see happening to any 14-year-old kid that gets a hold of this magazine is probably friction burn, maybe a sore prostate. And it...
Why? What do you mean friction burn?
On account of all you'd be doing is pulling your the girk. And it...
Okay, so in other words...
Well, I mean... what I'm saying is that the only thing will happen to that house is that his mom's embarrassed him in front of his friends.
All right, so this is what I'm getting to. The kid actually likes this stuff.
Yeah. You know.
Okay, I mean, look, it's not that I don't disbelieve you. I want to get the information out there. He's a 14 or 15-year-old kid, and you're telling me that he likes looking at pictures of nude women.
Well, I mean, that's got to be the most retarded question.
Just answer, please.
Yes. He likes looking at pictures of nude women. He's a young dude who wouldn't like it. And I think...
All right, now let me get to the comment that you made, that his mother is the one that's hurting him.
I really believe that, Mr. Henry. I think that the only thing what's going to happen to the kid is he's going to go back to school. His friends are going to go, dude, your mom's making you look like a tard. You're suing because you, what, you got penis strain from looking at all those pictures? I mean...
Okay, so in other words, his friends are going to make fun of him that his mom is suing on his behalf.
Yeah.
Why do you think the kids claimed he's been hurt?
Because his mom caught him with the magazine, and so he probably went... I've seen it happen before, and it probably went something like this because... You have to understand there's embarrassment.
Okay, let's pretend like your mom, you know...
Like my mom walks in on me reading this.
Right.
I'd go, as soon as my mom walked in, I'd go, oh, God. God help me. I would say, God help me.
So your mother sees you reading Taboo...
And I'd go, oh, God.
Why?
So she'd think I was being emotionally raped and stuff.
Even though you were not.
Even though I wasn't. And that's... really what's at the heart of this. The kid's trying to get out of trouble on account of he got the mag. His mom finds him with it, so naturally he goes, oh, God, I got raped mentally by the bad pictures. And that's what I believe.
All right, I understand, active in clubs there at school, and so you speak on behalf of a lot of different issues. You're in your debate club?
Yes, sir, I'm in my debate club, and also... I'm going to be running for student body office.
Okay. We're talking with R.C. Collins. He's a 16-year-old junior at Chatsworth High. And he's talking about a woman who's suing Hustler because her son mistakenly got a copy of Taboo magazine instead of Big Brother's skateboarding magazine. The lawsuit claims that her son sustained injury. And I will read this to you, R.C. Injury to his emotional and psychological health.
Bull crap.
That he sustained injury to his strength and activity.
Only injury to his strength is because he's been paddling PUD so long, all the blood left his wiener, and...
Okay, man, can you give me something a little bit more that I can use, all right?
Well, I mean, they said to go on the radio...
I know what my producer told you to watch your language, okay?
Really, Mr. Henry, the only injury he must have sustained is a head injury.
Why?
Because he must have fainted from all that jerking off he was doing.
Okay, thank you very much. Hold the line here, kid. 1-800-449-8686. You're going to have to get this kid under control a little bit, all right? I'm serious. I know that he probably thinks it's okay, and I've encountered this before. The kids are in, you know, they're familiar with the media, and they feel free to say things when in point of fact they can't. We're talking with a junior at Chatsworth High. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. A woman sues Hustler magazine because her son received it by mistake in the mail. Now, mailing screw-ups happen all the time. Larry Flint was said to be livid over this, and he fired the employee responsible for this mistake. However, this mother has filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles Superior Court claiming that her son sustained injury to his emotional and psychological health, strength, and activity, and that she herself suffered profound shock to her nervous system. And a serious mental anguish. Let me get R.C. back on the phone. Do you understand what we're talking about, R.C., in terms of your language?
Yes, sir.
Why do you think this woman claims that she was damaged or hurt?
I mean, I don't know. The only way that the lady who's the mother of the kid could be injured is she's seen nude pictures of women that, you know, she's seen what a woman could look like nude instead of her sag bags. You know.
So, in other words, she was upset that there's women better looking than her.
Yeah, with leather, you know, with a strap on.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So that's the essential gist of this. A spokesman for the Beverly Hills-based publishing company acknowledged earlier this month that all subscribers to Big Brother Skateboarding were accidentally mailed the April issue of the pornographic magazine Taboo. The young man has it in front of him. He says that it's quite graphic, and we'll get right back to this. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show, and with me on the line is R.C. Collins, Jr. at Chatsworth High School. Larry Flint Publications mistakenly mailed copies of a magazine called Taboo to young kids, or to subscribers, I should say, who otherwise would be getting Big Brother Skateboarding magazine. A mother in Los Angeles has sued, claiming that her son suffered sustained injury to his emotional and psychological health, and claiming that she herself suffered a profound shock to her nervous system. She's suing for $25,000. R.C., you think that her lawsuit is misguided?
Yeah, I think that it's misguided because her son, I mean, there's articles in here about she-males and stuff, which is a woman that's got a penis. But other than that, you know, there's stuff in here that anybody'd be very proud to take into the bathroom and run the water real loud to. You know,
what do you mean, run the water real loud?
So your mom doesn't wonder why you're in there for a long time.
All right, so the only thing that happened to this kid was that he was what?
That he beat off too long, that's all.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. We're getting a lot of people who agree with that. Vancouver, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
With the mom and her big problem with, oh, my nervous system, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that is ridiculous.
Right.
Seriously, the only thing she's worried about is money.
Well, why do you feel that way? Don't you think that her son was sent this magazine by mistake and that the kid all of a sudden, you know...
Look, Mr. Hendry, I can tell you, because when I got this and I opened up the envelope and I saw it, I thanked God. I mean, I did. I dropped to my knees and I said, thank you, Jesus. Because I thought...
Well, what do you mean, thank you?
I seen it, and I said, man, this is the coolest thing what's ever happened to me. I can't buy this at a newsstand. Some dude sent it to me. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean...
All right, what is the likelihood here that the mother is just looking for a quick 25 Gs?
Very, very likely.
Now,
people will sue for anything nowadays.
This is L.A. People sue if you fart broccoli flavor instead of just the regular rotten egg style.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Where are you from?
Vancouver.
Yeah, you ought to come down here and see the tards that live here. It's full of them. Are you in Vancouver, Canada?
No, not Canada, Washington.
Oh, yeah, that place.
That place.
Well, good luck.
Thanks.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What do you think about an article that says rope whore, tied up for a price?
Okay.
Anyway,
thank you very much, ma'am, for your call.
She didn't answer my question.
Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call.
Thank you.
What about whips and whizzes for you? Shoot, she hung up. So anyway...
Okay, so what are you reading from? You're reading from the magazine?
Yeah, they've got a peeing contest this month. And
okay, you know, I got to tell you something, and I mean this very sincerely. I'm a parent, okay?
Uh-huh.
I understand what you're saying about young men, because I used to be one myself. And, you know, from the time that you are pubescent, for the rest of your life, all you can think about is this. But if I'm a parent and my kid was supposed to get Big Brother Skateboard magazine and instead got Taboo, I'd probably be a little bent out of shape with the guy that made the mistake, okay?
Then why would you be bent out of shape on account of the... You know... shemale pictures may be disturbing, but this peeing contest looks very interesting. And
look, the point is you don't have enough information as a kid to make these decisions for yourself, in my opinion. You're just, I mean, with all due respect, you're a kid. Now, you may think that you're okay with it. And
look, I told you, Mr. Henry, the worst thing's going to happen to this kid is maybe some serious bruising. He might get carpal tunnel syndrome in his wrist. I think Mr. Larry Flint did this on purpose, on account as soon as I get to be 18, I can subscribe to it. Taboo rocks. Everybody knows it.
So, you're going to be subscribing to this?
Soon as I get to be 18.
All right, well, it's a mistake that could cost them $25,000 in cash or a check or whatever the hell they're going to pay it off for, because this woman is suing.
Well, you know, it's like I told that other lady, and I tell the people what are listening now, believe me, you shouldn't live in L.A. because you'll get sued just for being into wearing leather and...
Spit it out, will you? Spit it out.
You'll get sued.
For what?
For being into leather and looking, you know, that you like nude bags.
All right, well, it's very, very possible that you'll get sued for anything in this town. But as far as this magazine is concerned, and as far as Larry Flint Publications is concerned, it's possible that they're also victimized by a overzealous mother or somebody who's genuinely bugged because her kid had to look at this when he was expecting to see, you know, a skateboard magazine.
I really don't think there's that much wrong with it, Mr. Henry.
Well, you're telling me that there's articles in there, bound and buggered, and another one called Rope Whore Tied Up for a Price.
Yeah, and?
That sounds pretty weird, okay?
No, there's a pictorial here where a girl has her arms tied behind her back with leather, and this guy...
You don't have to tell me about it, man. I can imagine what it is, all right? Rope whore, bound for a price.
No, tied up.
Tied up for a price. And as far as I'm concerned, it's one of those situations where you have to look out for your kid. That's all I'm saying. RC, thank you very much for being our guest this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I was wondering if you at your radio station would do me a favor, because I'm not old enough right now. And for being on your show, Mr. Schaefer said I might get some consideration.
What?
Can you sign for a subscription to Taboo for me?
Or no, I will not.
I mean, I'd rather look at some chick on all fours with a leash around her neck than some dumb skate mag, and I'm just...
No, I will not sign for a subscription to Taboo for you.
So I did this interview gratis?
Yeah, you did this interview gratis. Man, it could have been any other kid. I'm not paying you for being on the show. We don't pay. We don't have checkbook journalism here.
What a cheap ass. Well...
Okay, sorry, pal. Enjoy your Taboo.
Whatever.
So what'd you promise this kid? Money? For being on a show? Can I sign for a subscription? Anyway, the money is $25,000 that she's looking for, and as we mentioned earlier, Larry Flint was said to be livid over the switch, and the employee responsible for the mistake was fired. The company also sent a letter 2 days after the magazine was delivered apologizing for the mix-up. And you'd think it's an honest mistake. Somebody's going to, like, drag this through the court system. Kids shouldn't see the magazine. I agree. You know, he's underage. Mistakes happen. What happened to those guys? You ever hear about people going to the video store and they're renting something for their kid, like Cinderella, or they're getting, I don't know, Thumbelina or something, and it turns out to be lesbian lingerie party, and, you know, it wasn't meant to be on purpose. It was an honest mistake. They still sue the video store. I wonder how those lawsuits panned out, if anybody ever really made any money. 25 G's is not that much dough. So maybe it's just a, if you'll pardon the expression, a light spanking that, you know, she wants to apply to Larry Flint. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. 866. Provo, Utah, on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to say how I felt about the boy that came on the radio earlier and said that everything was okay and that I think the
He got a copy of Taboo in the mail.
I understand that. I've been listening.
Right, okay. And, well, you understand it, but I got to reset it for the rest of the audience. He got a copy of Taboo in the mail instead of Big Brother Skateboarding Magazine, and the mother is suing for $25,000, saying that he sustained injury to his emotional and psychological health and that she suffered profound shock.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Okay, what I think is the mother, we try so hard to protect our children. I can understand the boy that was on earlier that just wants to get excited and was so happy that he got that magazine.
Right.
But, okay, we try all of our lives to protect our kids.
Well, what are you protecting your kids from?
And then somebody, by no mistake, sends us something that's very damaging to our kids.
Now, what do you mean damaging?
Like I said before, Ted Bundy, he said that what got him started into raping and killing women was pornography.
But Ted Bundy's a liar. He was a psychopath. He lied to people all the time to get into their good graces. Ted Bundy said that just so he'd look like the big expert as he was being led off to the gas chamber. He'd look like the big expert on what creates serial killers. Ted Bundy didn't know anything more about what creates a serial killer than anybody else. He's a pathological, psychopathic liar who lied to those women that he killed in order to be able to get into a position to kill them.
I understand that.
So why would you turn around and believe a guy like Ted Bundy?
On your deathbed, are you going to say...
If I'm a psychopath?
It's too late.
If I'm a psychopath?
Are you going to die, you're going to say, you know what, I made this mistake, I'm dying for this, let me help you so you don't go.
You really think that Ted Bundy had a crisis of conscience? Ma'am, do you understand what you're dealing with when you're talking about a Ted Bundy?
The guy's he's
a psychopathic liar. He's a psychopathic liar. He has no conscience. He has absolutely no conscience. He wasn't born with a conscience.
Okay,
so he doesn't have the ability to feel. He doesn't have the ability to feel. So therefore, a guy like that never has a crisis of conscience because all he does is mimic the behavior of people around him. And when he sees people being honest, quote unquote, he pretends like he's honest.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, look at it.
Hold on for a minute, man. What do we got? The kid? This kid is called back.
Okay.
You there, kid?
Yeah, this lady doesn't know what she's talking about.
Kid, how old are you? 17?
What?
You're just a hormonal young boy that is so excited by anything. Okay,
are you a boy?
You want a copy of that, and you're so happy that you got a copy about it. But what about those that don't want to see that, don't want to have anything to do with that, and then they get a copy of that? How are they going
to
feel?
I will say this to that, ma'am. Any 14-year-old boy that doesn't want to see some early morning dew belongs in the nut house.
Okay,
are you trying to tell...
Why don't I say that you're a freak? Hi, who wants to watch other people having sex? It's something that is special.
Any 14-year-old boy.
Anybody. And if you're not getting any and you have to go watch it, then that's your problem.
What do you mean,
but what I say
a 14-year-old boy
is
supposed to go out and get some?
I don't want her kids to see that kind of trash.
Where's a 14-year-old boy going to get some, lady? You tell me where, and I'm there. I can't get none. I live in Chatsworth, which is as boring a town as there's ever been invented. And all I got is my hand, a Victoria's Secret catalog, and a lot of dreams.
That is very sad for you that you do not have enough self-control that you have to do that.
Get out of here. What are you talking about?
You know what? I'm young. I'm only 21 years old. But
you've never pulled the wool?
That's just bullcrap. Let's go back.
Let me ask you a question.
Have
you ever pulled the wool over your boyfriend's eyes?
Doesn't matter that you don't get me. We're not talking about that anymore. We're talking about the mother's right to protect her children. He's only a 14-year-old boy. It's her right to protect him. You know what? Okay, so he's a freak and he doesn't like it. I don't think he's a freak.
I think he's gay.
You know
okay,
what?
Now come on. I mean, the kid probably has nothing whatsoever to do with the lawsuit.
Yeah, but on Monday when he goes to school, his friends are going to make fun of him and go,
so forget about
you don't want to see
what you believe in because of what peer pressure. Like peer pressure, you know what?
So in other words, you're protecting him from a...
It's all okay. I don't think so. I think this kid has got some major guts to be, okay, you know what? I didn't like it. My mom doesn't like it. This is what we're doing. I think that those are big companies, and they should pay for their mistakes. If they are going to publish magazines like that, they better make sure that a porno mag does not go to a 14-year-old boy boy.
What if the kid entered the peeing contest? And
You're saying what if. He didn't. So you can't bring what if into this situation.
But a friend of mine, Chris Sorensen, his girlfriend He sent pictures of
his girlfriend. Blah. That has nothing to do with what's going on.
He sent pictures of his girlfriend. She entered a peeing contest in High Times. And that,
well, you forget about that.
Well, he wanted to see the pictures.
Forget it.
That's it.
The lady's trying to say.
Here nor there with what we're talking about. You are just excited to be on the radio when I feel strongly that, you know what, okay, it happened. A lot of people, I admit, a lot of people are too happy these days. I totally admit that. But what I'm saying is this mother has every right to be concerned and to make sure that other companies say, you know what, not everybody, let's just give people
what
they order.
Can I ask Mr. Henry a quick question?
Let's not put pornography in our little kids' heads so they think less of women or less than, for women think less of men.
I thought you said your show wasn't like Comb Over Boys.
What do you mean my show? My show is nothing like Comb Over Boys.
Then why do you keep your calls on for 20 minutes?
Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
And another thing. And
I think I'll hang up on you, too. Why do I keep my calls on for 20 minutes? Well, he's got a point. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank Mike Schaefer, who reached into his bag. Apparently, he'd brought a copy from home of Taboo, and I have it here. There is some pretty, very adult stuff here. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we are talking about exceedingly adult material, having to do with various parts of the body and various sexual orientations. So I would imagine, like, a kid getting this in the mail, it's going to be really a shocking thing for the mother. But you know what? I'd like to thank that lady for calling with that point of view, because it's not a very hep point of view. It's not something that, you know, people are going to say. Most people would probably say what that kid said. Oh, come on, he's a 14-year-old boy. How's it going? It's not going to psychologically damage him as garb. So my hat is off to the lady from Provo, Utah, for at least calling in and venturing that this stuff is damaging. But you can't bring up Ted Bundy, man. The guy, you know, the guy lived a lie. I remember when Bundy, right before they put that guy away in the chair, he gave those interviews about what caused him to be a killer, and he said it was pornography. No serial killer tells the truth about anything ever. Because these guys don't have any conscience, and they don't care who, you know, whether they're giving anybody the truth. They just want people to be ensnared in their lair. The guy's pathological. He's a psychopath. And when he gave those interviews out about how he was grooving on porn, and that's why he was out killing women, it's because he just wanted to be the center of attention. He wanted people to interview him. He wanted people to talk with him about what he knew. He wanted to be that clean-cut, you know, focus of attention that he thought that he could be in his life, even though the guy had no conscience, no mind, no... He had no ability to be anything other than what he was, this predatory animal who had to be put in a cage, hosed down, and eventually put away. So anybody that bought that Ted Bundy stuff about pornography is what drove me to this. You're dreaming, man. And he wanted to feel important. Yeah, he wanted to feel like he was the man. And with all due respect to the lady that called, man, I got to tell you something. If he laid his rap on you, I'd be very scared. I mean, you might just get into that guy's car. If you're believing that, you believe anything. He's full of crap. It's the one thing you could say about Ted Bundy. Now, Mike, if you wouldn't mind, would you come in here and get your taboo out of here? Rope whore tied up for a price. It's Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget our website, which is philhenryshow.com. You can pick up a copy of our Phil Henry Show CD, Best of the Phil Henry Show, 1999. It's available for $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, and $20 for the CD. And all of the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. That's philhenryshow.com for a website. Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. This is amazing. Ted Bundy was a serial killer. You know what that? You know what those guys are? Those are guys that go out and they kill people. And the reason why they, for recreation, not for any reason. The reason why they do that for recreation is because it's the only way they can feel any emotion. And the only way they can feel any emotion is killing somebody, because they were born without any emotion. They were born without any conscience, okay? So anything publicly that Ted Bundy had to say about pornography, you can flush down the toilet, because the guy was a liar. I mean, his whole life was a lie. He lied to women to kill him. He lied to society to feel important. I got people calling in and trying to debate this with me on the phone, off the air. I have no interest in talking to you guys about this. You got nothing to say to me. I told you. I said this once before, and I'm going to say it again. I have little to no interest in what the callers have got to say about anything. because this is not a public forum, and this is not equal opportunity, and this is not equal time, and this isn't the fairness doctrine. None of that. And I'm talking about even people that agree with me. And I'm certainly not going to trot out the shopworn argument about how pornography creates violence, okay? I'm not even going to dignify it with a debate on a telephone off the air, let alone on the air. Now, you want to go out, get yourself a radio show, go on out there and get on a soapbox. You know, they got a great thing in London. You ever been to London and Hyde Park? They got what they call Speaker's Corner. You can bring a soapbox, stand up on it, and run your big fat mouth about anything you want. And people will stand there and listen. They buy Cokes. They eat popcorn. They eat candy bars. And it's all entertainment. That's all that this is anyway. I mean, that's basically what a radio show is. And I got this job just as long as I'm pulling an audience. When I don't, goodbye. And you think I'm going to be pulling an audience, getting involved in some highbrow discussion with, you know, high-minded, quote-unquote, people about Ted Bundy said that pornography is what led him to murder. Get out of here, man. I might have been born at night. It wasn't last night, okay? I ain't the brightest guy in the world, but I know one guy I don't believe, Ted Bundy, about anything. Say, who do you think Ted Bundy liked in the 69 Super Bowl? Maybe I'd start basing on, too bad the guy ain't around, man. I could drag him to the racetrack with me. Ted Bundy likes Attaboy Binky in the fifth, man. Never bet a gray horse in the fifth if Donald Pierce is on board. I used to go by that. But Ted Bundy says no. Ted Bundy's a lion sack. The guy's pushing up whatever it is he's pushing. He's, you know, he's down stoking a furnace in hell. Maybe he's in heaven. I don't know where he is. But that guy didn't have nothing to say about porn that anybody could believe because he was a born liar. And those jive people who went and interviewed this guy when he was on death row, and now we finally know what drove Ted Bundy to the murderous spree. It was porn. Guy asked me, do you read porn? I said, yes, I do. But the point of the fact, I don't. I don't have any of that stuff in my house. I have a wife who puts on thong underwear for me. And she's got a great snakeskin teddy that I dig. She's blonde, she's big, she's gorgeous, she looks great in a pair of heels, and our sex life is pretty damn regular. 5 nights out of 7, how about that? And that's where it's at for me, you know. Now maybe you can call me a real dull creep, you know, I'm just 44, I got married, and that was it. You know, Henry, I'd lived the bachelor life, and I moved on, and now I married a woman with 4 kids, what do you think of that? And I'm probably the dumbest guy, and maybe I'm not too exciting. That's my life, okay? We don't have any of that crap in the house. There's 4 kids in my house, first of all. I can't have that stuff laying around. And I'll tell you something else, just so you know. I'm a stepfather. Now, you may think I'm just a great guy for doing that. There's some people who would love to see me fall flat on my face. You don't know who they are. I don't know who they are. But there's some people who aren't willing to believe that a man can be in a house with 4 kids that aren't his own and act in a upstanding and high-minded way. So I have to watch my rear end very closely. Everything that I do in that house, in every way that I behave with those kids, I have to be absolutely above board. So I don't let even so much as there's nothing in there, man. I don't have a Victoria's Secret catalog. I got nothing. All the dirty books that come into our house, my wife subscribes to. I can't afford it. I can't afford some mentally deranged neighbor saying, I went into the Henry residence and I noticed a penthouse. Do you feel that's appropriate? He is the stepfather. And the next thing you know, it's the McMartin thing all over again with me in the middle of it. No, 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 no. Now, I understand people all too well. I understand the community I live in even better than that. And I know how this game's played, baby, which side the butter is on the bread. Or how do you say that? Well, we were talking about, you know, pulling it, and I figured you'd have a little quote about butter for me, Craig. But in any event, I know how it goes, and I know how really, in many ways, not all, but in some ways, how this society has turned into a society of whistleblowing, squealing rats with nothing to sell, nothing to peddle, just a lot of lies. So I got to be totally above board. We don't have any of that crap in our house. I got no porn. I got no videotapes. I got no movies. I got nothing. And you want to know something? Call me fag if you'd like. I'm not interested in it. I'm really not. Now, for her birthday, I'm going to get my wife a nice strap-on. But beyond that, no, I got no interest in this stuff. I stole a Playboy when I was 12 years old. I rode over to Arcadia High. I sat on the field. I read it. Kind of turned the pictures upside down. Wasn't quite sure where things went. I didn't know what was where and how you did what. But I checked it out, and it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. But, you know, reading that stuff gets a little old after junior high school. After you pull out of junior high, if you'll pardon the expression, pull out, you're not into that anymore. You grow up. You meet women. You have relationships. Maybe two. Maybe three. Maybe 100. You get married. You're in the real world with real people. You're not sitting on a bar stool, scratching your ass, throwing a 20 down a G-string. You're all grown up. You're all grown up, and you're out there with people. So that universe does not, I don't know anything about that. And that's me. Now, maybe I'm a healthy guy, and you see, that's how I solve the problem of pornography. I believe in censorship. 1,000% do I believe in censorship. I censor it out of my house. I believe in censorship. Every time something comes on the TV I don't like, I turn it off. That's the kind of Nazi I am. And I, guess what I did the other day? The freaking Nazi bastard that I am. My kids were playing a video game with where you can kill cops. I said, I turn it off. Oh, my God. What did you say? I said, I saw the kids playing a video game that I didn't think was right. I told them to turn it off. You mean you didn't file a lawsuit? No, I lost my lawyer's number. I was gonna, but instead I told them to turn it off. You didn't sue? You didn't, you know. You didn't go door to door with the neighbors? No, I didn't. No, I didn't dig the fact that there's a video out there where it can make cop cars crash. That's me. I don't think it's right for everybody else. You can do what the hell you want to do. For me, I said, you know, it's not a very good thing. So I told the kid to turn the damn thing off. Stuff that we don't want in our house, we don't put it in our house. We found a videotape under the eldest kid's, Maria found a videotape under the eldest kid's bed, right? She looked at it. Apparently it had some she-male stuff. No, I'm kidding. It was weird. It was sex. And I said to him, you know what? You're 14, so it's not bad for you to be interested in this man. I realize that you're like growing pubic hair and, you know, you're becoming a man. So you're not in trouble, dude. Just don't have it in the house where your sister and your mother can find it. You can't have it in the house. So in other words, I let the guy be who he is, an emerging young man, without throwing the book at him and putting him on the rack and suffering the tortures of the Inquisition. I just said, could you get the stuff out of here? As far as the Victoria's Secret catalogs go, have at it. Have fun. They're coming into the house anyway. It's either that or we throw them away. I can't use them. I just don't dress in that stuff anymore. Not since I married your mother. So you go right ahead. And have fun with it. And that's the way that we solve the problem in our house. But guess what? Am I a blueprint for the way life ought to be? Hell no. Please do not follow my example or my lead. In fact, forget that you ever even heard this hour of my show. It's Phil Hendry.